Sagt der Mishnah weiter und sagt es, Sukkah, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Tess. Hameshalashel defonis, milmaila lamata. This person is making walls for his sukkah. But instead of building a wall up, he builds it downwards. Actually, he kind of hangs or suspends the walls from above downwards. What's he doing over here? He's weaving, or he's plaiting the sukkah walls. He starts from on top, and he's weaving his way downwards. So the word mishalashel comes like from the lashon of shalshelis, like a chain. He's dropping down. Hameshalashel, he's dropping down to finish the walls, milmaila, from above, lamata, towards the bottom, instead of the normal way, where you go from the bottom towards up. And he comes down, down, almost until the floor. Almost doesn't count, right? But it depends how much that almost is. Im gavayim in aret shleisha tvach. If he comes down, but there are still three tefachim of space between the bottom of the wall that is hanging from above and the ground, psula, it's pasul. How come if there's a space from the floor until the beginning of the wall that's hanging from above of three tefachim, it's pasul? After all, what is the shear? How high does the wall have to be? 10 tefachim. And my wall is 10 tefachim. It's just that it's going from the top down. And the answer is, the problem with three tefachim is, it's a shear sheyizdake hagediba vas achas viyachanis. And that means it's large enough for a goat to come in. And that's a chazal or mashayer. How little the opening has to be in order for it to be considered closed. It has to be less than three tefachim, so that a goat couldn't come through. So if you're building your wall from on top coming down, sometimes almost doesn't count, but what's called almost? If it almost reaches the floor, it's within three tefachim, taka almost doesn't count. But if you have a space from the floor until the beginning of the wall that is hanging, which is three tefachim, off the ground, then this almost does count. Zakta Mishnah Weiter. Milmata lamaila, this person is building the wall from below towards the top, the way most people build walls, from the ground up. So here we have a tremendous kula, a tremendous leniency. Im gevoyim in aretz asara tvachim, if he reaches a height of 10 tvachim from the ground, the din is ksheira, the sukkah is kosher. Well, what if there's more than 3 tvachim between the top of the wall and the schach? Not a problem. Well, how much space could there be? Open space between the top of the wall and the schach? And the answer is, there's no shear. I mean, the schach can't be higher than 20 amis. But once you have a wall that is 10 tefachim high, you can have a total empty space all the way up until the schach. So if my wall is coming from on top downwards, it has to be within 3 tefachim. And if my wall is coming from the floor upwards, all I need is to go up 10 tefachim, and that's enough? And the answer is correct. And that's because there's a halacha l'mashe m'sinai called good asik. Good asik means keep pulling it up and up. This is a mesorah we have in Moshe Rabbeinu and Harsinai, whether you understand it or not. If you have a mechitza starting from the ground or within 3 tefachim of the ground, all you need is for it to go up 10 tefachim, and then you can imagine that it keeps going up on its own. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, Kishem she milamata lamayla sara tefachim. Just as when you're building upwards, all you have to do is come up 10 tefachim, and we don't care that there's a space of more than 3 tefachim. If you look up from the top of the wall until the schach, kach milmaila lamata, the same is true if you're building from a top coming down asara tvachim. We also say it doesn't bother me that there's an opening of more than 3 tvachim from the ground to the bottom of the wall that's hanging. Doesn't it bother Rabbi Yossi that if it's more than 3 tvachim, the animals can get through? No. That's because Rabbi Yossi holds that a mechitza teluya, even a hanging mechitza, is called a mechitza. And just like we say good asik, which means that if the wall comes up from the floor 10 tefachim, we imagine that it goes higher and higher. We also say good achis. And that means that if the wall comes down, you can imagine it goes lower and lower. But the halacha is not like Rav Yossi. We pass him that a hanging mechitza is not called a mechitza. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us, Hirchik es ha-sikuch min ha-defanois. If somebody moved the schach away from the wall, shloisha tefachim psula, it is pasul. We're not talking about height over here. Here we're talking about in the width. I'm looking down at the sukkah. I see the wall of the sukkah. I see three empty tvachim of airspace, and then the schach starts. This opening of three tvachim separates the schach from the wall. It's as if the sukkah doesn't have a wall. Suppose you have a sukkah with three walls, and on one side there's a space of three tvachim that runs along in between one of the walls and the schach. That gap of three tvachim separates that wall. See, we really only have two walls for this sukkah. And two walls is not enough for a sukkah. Now, let's say I'm looking down at the roof of the sukkah. I see the wall. I see a space of less than three tvachim, and then the schach starts. That doesn't bother me. If the horizontal space, the space in the width over here between the wall and the schach, is less than three tvachim, it's considered loved. Loved means it's as if it's closed. And I say, no, this is as if the schach is actually touching the walls. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that if someone is kind of weaving a wall downwards, he has to come within three tvachim of the floor in order for it to be kosher. On the other hand, if he starts downwards and he's working his way up, the wall that's touching the floor, the wall that's within three tvachim of the ground, if you get up 10 tvachim, that's all you need. There can be a gap from there until wherever the schach is. There's no problem. It's still kosher, and that's based on a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of good asik. We also learned that Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi holds, even if you have a hanging mechitza that comes down 10 tvachim, it's still kosher. We also say you imagine that it comes down until the bottom. That's called good achiz. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it would be kosher even if there's a space of more than three tvachim between the ground and this hanging mechitza. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We paskin in Chanami. If your wall comes up from the floor or within three tvachim of the floor, high 10 tvachim, there can be a space all the way until the schach. But if it's a hanging mechitza, it's not called a mechitza. If the mechitza is coming down, it has to come down to at least within three tvachim of the ground. There are also halachis, by the way, that a mechitza can't swing back and forth b'chlal, even if it's a full mechitza. But we'll learn more about that later. And finally, in the Mishnah we learned that you can't have an airspace gap of three tvachim running along the entire sukkah that separates one of the walls from the schach. If you do, it's as if that wall is not part of the sukkah.